Welcome to Relational Skills in Real Life, a Thrive Today podcast where we share everyday stories of encouragement and transformation from people using relational skills in their lives. Spend time with us and be inspired by real-life examples of how we use relational skills to strengthen and repair our relational connections. We're so glad you're here.
Hello, friends. Chris Corsi here, president of Thrive Today, and I want to welcome you to the Relational Skills in Real Life podcast. Friends, today's topic is all about the joy of generosity. My lovely wife, Jen Corsi, is going to join us here in a moment, and she's going to share how early in our marriage, we had a problem, and the problem was how we handle money. How we handled money was quite different. And as many of you've probably discovered in your own lives, that we get used to doing things a certain way. And then when we get married, we find that we have a partner who does things differently. And few things will cause a blow up and a flare up in a marriage like money. How we handle money, what we do with money, how we spend money, how we save money. Money is just one of those topics that you can safely predict will probably cause some friction in your marriage. So I'm going to invite Jen Corsi to go ahead and share a little bit with you, and then I'll pick up with you at the end.
Hi, I'm Jen Corsi. When Chris and I were first married, we discovered that we had some different approaches to finances. And these different approaches to finances sometimes led to conflicts. Maybe not sometimes, often led to conflicts. We just approached money differently. And it was one area that I noticed it especially in is that Chris has a very generous heart. He enjoyed giving. And every time he wanted to give, it made me kind of nervous, kind of anxious. And it kind of created some conflict. And even if we gave, I really didn't enjoy the giving because of the anxiety and nervousness that I was feeling. So one day, maybe not quite as soon as I would prefer in our marriage, but one day in our marriage, I took that to Jesus and shared with him that I didn't enjoy the conflicts Chris and I were having. And I didn't enjoy that giving felt kind of fearful to me, really. And as I shared this with Jesus, he helped me see some places in the past where giving, not just giving, but generosity felt scary, that there was fear around finances, that there was fear that there wouldn't be enough. And as I brought that to him and interacted with him about that and received some of his peace in those places of pain and fear that there wasn't going to be enough, I was pleasantly surprised that the next time Chris and I had a conversation about giving and generosity and an opportunity to give, that there was a little less fear there for me, that I actually was able to enjoy it a little bit more. And over time, as I continued to bring this fear to Jesus whenever it cropped up, I discovered that I liked being generous. And sometimes I would actually have the idea of being generous before Chris would. And often when he had that leading, I quickly agreed. And I just noticed that I enjoyed giving and enjoyed being generous in a way that I hadn't before, when the fear really, I guess, was stealing that in a sense. The fear of there not being enough was stealing that joy in giving for me. And as I received Jesus's peace in those places of fear, I just was able to enjoy giving again. So whether we gave or not, whether there was conflict or not, there just wasn't the joy in it. But as I was able to give those places of fear over to Jesus and receive his peace, I got to enjoy the gift of giving as well.
Wow, friends, what'd you think about that? That's really compelling. Jen did a great job sharing how money was a big deal and how she had a lot of fear around money. And you know what? Fear is good for about 90 seconds. And if you haven't solved the problem by then, you don't want the fear center in the brain running the show, because it's not a relational part of your brain. And so Jen recognized she had some unprocessed pain, or what we like to call triggered content around money. So Jen was able to recognize that. She was able to work through that. And we're very thankful for Dr. Jim Wilder creating this wonderful book called The Fun of Generosity. We highly recommend this resource. But this book is all about how being a generous people is actually a great reflection of not only our character, but the character of the living God that we represent. And so how do we become a people who are joyful givers? And this is a high value for those of us that thrive today as well. We are always looking for joyful givers. And with the Christmas right around the corner, this is a really good time to be talking about God on how he wants us to use money to be a blessing for others, whether it's other families, other people, other organizations. How does God want to use the money that we have as a reflection of his character? So friends, highly recommend that booklet. But you know what? Odds are high you have some beliefs and some feelings around money and how you use money. And for many of us, money can become a source of security. And we know from scripture, God's a jealous God. He wants nothing to be a hindrance between us and him and our relationship with him. And so money just happens to be one of those common issues that really can get in the way of our relationship. And so what fears do you have around money? And this is where relational skills are very helpful. Maybe you need to do some quieting and then get relational with and interact with the living God so that you can get some of God's thoughts and some of God's input into the role money plays in your life. You know what? Maybe there's some wounding around money that you've learned or that you've downloaded, possibly some fears from your family or your parents. And fear is really easy to turn on in the brain, really hard to turn off. And so what we want to do is just have a little bit of curiosity. And maybe we even need to invite a friend or two who will sit with us and pray with us and help us interact with the living God to know, Lord, what do you want me to know about money and the role that money plays in my life? Odds are high that there's something there that God wants to grow in you, and God wants to liberate you from any wounds or any shackles or anything that's keeping you stuck or stunted in some unhelpful way. So friends, I hope that today's video is an encouragement for you, that this podcast helps to encourage you, because ultimately, fear stunts our maturity. Fear hinders us. And one of the great things about learning relational skills is we can learn to feel our feelings, share our feelings, and quiet our feelings. So we can learn to return to joy from our fears. We can learn to stay our relational selves when we feel our fears. We can learn to be able to quiet our fears. We can learn to be able to be the people that God created us to be, where we are led by joy and peace and desire-driven activities instead of fear-based activities. So there's a reason that one of the common phrases we see in scripture when God or one of his messengers show up on the scene is, fear not, don't be afraid, he says, it is I. So friends, I hope today you get some inspiration here. And I pray that God will bless you on your journey so that you become the non-anxious, fear-free person that God has created you to be.
Thank you for listening. Check the description of this episode for specific resources and visit us at thrivetoday.org anytime. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and share it with friends. We look forward to seeing you next time.